Case number 12927, Keystone Novelties Distributors, seeks a special use exception for a temporary tent sale, sections 11580 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located east of Sussex Highway. The 911 address is 20689 Sussex Highway in Seaford. The zoning district is C1, tax parcel is District 331, map 2, parcel 18.15. We have one mail return, and zero opposition and zero support. Sorry.
Mr. Siri, can you just state your name again for the record?
Sure. My name is Richard Siri. My address is 127 Treetops Drive, Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
And just for the record, Mr. Siri has been previously sworn in this evening.
You may present your case, sir.
Okay. So this one is a similar setup. It's at Barton's rental there in Seaford. This is our first year here. It's a very similar setup. We've got a tent out front. It's pretty, their parking lot's set back off of 13, I guess. And we'll have a storage unit, and that's really all I have. This is a pretty easy setup for us from our perspective. I believe that, you know, there's not intended as much traffic through there. We have the ability to stake on one side, you know, pretty clearly, maybe even a little bit more. We'll have it weighted, and Barton's is supplying the tent, so. Really, the dates of operation will be the same. We can keep them the same. The sale date on or after 6/21. The state limits us to close the sale on the 4th. The removal will be rather quick, I imagine, and the setup equally so. So 3 days prior is plenty of time. Hours of operation, 9 to 9 is what we would expect. I believe that's all I have. If anyone has any questions.
Questions? Mr. Sharp?
Just a couple. So this is used for a rental facility?
It's a, well, the way I see it, I mean, it's, as I understand it, it's a rental and retail operation that goes on there. There's the rental portion of it is, I mean, they advertise things for sale, you know, in the building. The rental part of it, I believe, would be, you know, a second division of it. It's not just a storage facility. It's a retail operation.
Now, the prior application, you mentioned there's mall security there. Is there any type of overnight security for this facility?
I would say no.
And similar issue, any lighting or in for the site that you're using for the tent?
All the lighting inside the tent, same as before.
And no outdoor speakers?
No speakers, yep, no vibrations.
What's your estimated traffic that you see from this?
As far as additional cars? I mean, they are, the first week, it's very minimal. You know, a couple of cars an hour if we're lucky. As it goes through, it can get kind of busy on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Typically, we allocate between 5 and 10, you know, parking spaces on the at the busiest time, you know, for parking. Now, they're not going to occupy very long. You know, most of our sales take less than a half an hour. You know, so those cars are rolling through there, come and go. But we like to have room for them to maneuver, but we do many sales where there's, you know, 5 or 6 parking spaces allocated, and it seems to work well.
How big is the tent?
This one will be 20 by 40.
Same size?
Yeah.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
The building right here where this is located, isn't this a landscaping business?
They do sell landscaping supplies, as I understand.
That's what I thought. Yeah. It used to be Southern States.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't aware.
Barton Southern States, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I believe it's now landscaping.
Yeah, I mean, we were offered this opportunity by them when we were asking them to supply some tents.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12927 for Keystone Novelty Distributors and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve case number 12927 for Keystone Novelties Distributors for the requested special use exception pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the use of neighboring and adjacent properties. As part of this motion, I move that this approval be valid for a period of 3 years, and the dates for this will also be from June 21st through the 4th for sales. Setup will be 3 days prior to the 21st, and they will have to the 10th to remove the tent.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye.
Dr. Carson.
Aye.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
And I too. So they voted 5-0, sir. Your case is approved.